In the hall, I said to the nurse, "Is she going to be all right? Really all right?" "No one can say that for sure, Mr. Parker. She's Dr. Nunnally's patient. He's very good. He'll be on the floor tomorrow afternoon, and you can ask him. Tell me what you think." "I think she's going to be fine," the nurse said, leading me back down the hall toward the elevator lobby. "Her vital signs are strong, and all the residual effects suggest a very light stroke." She frowned a little. "She's going to have to make some changes, of course. In her diet, her lifestyle." "Her smoking, you mean?" "Oh, yes, that has to go." She said it as if my mother quitting her lifetime habit would be no more difficult than moving a vase from a table in the living room to one in the hall. I pushed the button for the elevators, and the door of the car I'd ridden up in opened at once. Things clearly slowed down a lot at CMMC once visiting hours were over. "Thanks for everything," I said. "Not at all. I'm sorry I scared you. What I said was incredibly stupid." "Not at all," I said, although I agreed with her. "Don't mention it." I got into the elevator and pushed for the lobby. The nurse raised her hand and twiddled her fingers. I twiddled my own in return, and then the door slid between us. The car started down. I looked at the fingernail marks on the backs of my hands and thought that I was an awful creature, the lowest of the low. Even if it had only been a dream, I was the lowest of the goddamn low. "Take her," I'd said. She was my mother, but I had said it just the same. "Take my ma, don't take me." She had raised me, worked overtime for me, waited in line with me under the hot summer sun in a dusty little New Hampshire amusement park, and in the end, I had hardly hesitated. "Take her, don't take me." Chicken shit. Chicken shit, you fucking chicken shit. When the elevator door opened, I stepped out, took the lid off the litter basket, and there it was, lying in someone's almost empty paper coffee cup. I rode the bullet at Thrill Village, Laconia. I bent, plucked the button out of the cold puddle of coffee it was lying in, wiped it on my jeans, put it in my pocket. Throwing it away had been the wrong idea. It was my button now. Good luck charm or bad luck charm, it was mine. I left the hospital, giving Yvonne a little wave on my way by. Outside, the moon rode the roof of the sky, flooding the world with its strange and perfectly dreamy light. I had never felt so tired or so dispirited in my whole life. I wished I had the choice to make again. I would have made a different one. Which was funny. If I'd found her dead, as I'd expected to, I think I could have lived with it. After all, wasn't that the way stories like this one were supposed to end?